From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Wilson Sayre. 50 years ago, Cassius Clay fought Sonny Liston for the World Heavyweight Championship, and that fight made a legend. The 22-year-old boxer from the 5th Street Gym stepped into the ring as Cassius Clay and emerged Muhammad Ali.
I'm Dr. Ferdy Pacheco, known as the Fight Doctor.
I'm Ramiro Ortiz. I'm president of History Miami Museum.
You couldn't really take him serious.
He was a very clever guy.
In those days, the Cuban fighters had just come over from Cuba, and they called him Boca Grande, Big Mouth.
You know how great I am. I don't have to tell you about my strategy. I tell let my trainer tell you, Bodine, come here. Tell him, what are we going to do?
You're going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
Listen, he was just really tough killer, and he was going to go fight this little kid.
So the night of the fight, I got 6-1 odds. I bet on Cassius Clay, not really thinking he was going to win.
Hello, everybody. I'm Steve Ellis here at ringside, Miami Beach Convention Hall. We're almost all set to go for that world.
So I sat outside the convention center with some friends of mine. We were listening to the fight on a transistor radio.
Wearing white trunks with red stripes. Weighing 210.5 pounds, Cassius Clay. Clay. Weighing 218 pounds, wearing the black trunks with the white trim, the heavyweight champion of the world, Charles Sonny Liston. Liston.
First round.
Cassius Clay on the move as we see, looking to get Sonny to run.
He ran on magic feet.
And running and measuring. And every once in a while, he'd throw a jab and throw another jab.
Ooh! A good heavy shot.
Cassius Clay steps up the pressure. And now he's starting to get inside and throw combinations. And he's hitting him pretty often. And Sonny Liston is just throwing desperation punches. Because he can't catch Cassius Clay, because Cassius Clay is dancing and dancing.
Sonny seems to be trying to slip those left leads.
And he'd stop, pop, 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 and run.
The challenger is jabbing all over, body, head, and right hand.
And Liston is lunging and throwing punches, but he can't connect. Towards the end of the fourth round, Cassius Clay starts rubbing his
eyes. What could have happened? Could it have been something on the sponge or the towel?
Cut the gloves off. There's foul. There's foul. I'm blind. I can't see.
Liston was complaining of a sore shoulder, and apparently they had put liniment in the shoulder. The liniment got into Clay's eyes.
It hurts like hell, and you can't see. But you still got to fight, and a monster standing right in front of you. Run.
Running. Literally running. And by the end of the fifth round,
Ali was whipping him.
Clay can see again. And then he opens up on Sonny. Ba, boo, ba, pop, 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 pop. In the sixth round, Clay is just playing and toying with Sonny.
He was already staggering.
They might be stopping it. That might be all, ladies and gentlemen.
And then at the end of that round, Liston quits on his stool.
Clay is a name no more, is that right?
Yes, sir. It's Muhammad Ali. Muhammad means worthy of all praises, and Ali means most high in the Asian African language.
Whether you agreed with him or you didn't, he used his platform. We were right smack in the middle of the civil rights era. It was a time of turmoil. That young man who beat Sonny Liston in Miami, that Muhammad Ali that was created in Miami.
He just was magical. He was magical. And he stayed that way for 19 years.
If you want more South Florida history, you can join us for trivia tonight at 6:30 at Gramps in Wynwood. The event is free and part of our What's the Story project. You can find out more at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.